Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
Tanner Hendrickson and I'm Brandon Kiley. Right now, we are happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Craig Button, hockey analyst for TSN. He's on Twitter at Craig J Button, joining us now via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Craig, we always appreciate the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. We're getting excited for hockey season to officially be around the corner now. I wanted to ask you about one of the big moves that the Blues made recently. They decide to extend Colton Parayko on a big-time deal. What did you make of their move, especially after him having so many back issues a year ago? Did you like the decision to bring back Colton Parayko on the 8-year contract?
Well, the first thing is that you there's no question that they would have gone through the proper medical evaluation and, you know, health survey of Colton before committing to 8 years. And I think that, you know, players, you know, over the years have had ailments that may cause, you know, a little bit of a pause before you commit like this. But I think Doug Armstrong and the St. Louis Blues going through the process are satisfied that Colton can, you know, get to the end of that contract and be a really good, solid player for them through the course of that. I think the dollars are a real nice fit. I think Colton is a player that can contribute in so many different areas on your team. And you start to look at where players have just signed as free agents. And, you know, the dollar figures are getting into the high eights, nines, low nines. And I think for Doug Armstrong, looking around and understanding what Colton provides to the St. Louis Blues and, you know, having a real confidence that he can, you know, continue to contribute at that level or close to that level, you know, it's a really good contract.
Craig, you've been an executive before for a hockey team. How do you weigh the risk and reward when it comes to a long contract like that, an 8-year contract for a player who he's still fairly young, but obviously at the tail end of that, he's going to be 36 years old?
Yeah, he will be. And you know, again, you try to look at a player and try to say, okay, how efficient is he? I think players that are really smart, that skate with an ease, are going to have an ability to have productivity later on in their careers as they hit to their mid-30s. And I think Colton fits that perfectly. You know, we've seen a lot of players, you know, when we look at contracts that are, you know, long-term contracts that are handed out. But Colton is 28. The other thing that I think has to be kept in mind is he doesn't have a lot of games. He, at 28 years of age, he has just over 400 games played. And I think that that's another factor that comes into play when you're looking at it. You know, it's the wear and tear of playing that can also be a contributing factor to decline. And I think when you look at Colton, the fact that he's been a good player, the fact that he only has just over 400 games played, I think these are all signals and all signs, as well as watching how he trains, understanding him as a person, getting the medical report. Those are all significant factors in extending Colton Parayko. But I think that when you look at it in its entirety, you know, these are the decisions that are made. And quite frankly, I think it's a real good, strong contract. And obviously, if Colton gets hurt and he can't fulfill it, you know, you look back and say, hey, what's happened? If his game falls off, you say, what's happened? But at this point in time, without the benefit of knowing what's going to unfold and knowing what you're assessing, I think the Colton Parayko is a long time St. Louis Blue is a real solid move.
Craig Buttons, a hockey analyst for TSN. He's joining us here on 101 ESPN. Craig, I remember talking to you right around this time last year when Jamie Rivers was on the show, and we asked you about the Alex Pietrangelo sweepstakes. You said it's a no-brainer. You got to bring him back. What do you think about the way that Doug Armstrong has remade this defensive core with Parayko kind of that being that number one guy now, and you've got Torrey Krug and Justin Falk in the mix for the long term? How do you feel about the Blues D-core now compared to where it was this time last year?
Well, they were starting out last year without Alex Pietrangelo. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you start to look at Alex Pietrangelo and the significance of him to any team. Certainly, St. Louis Blues fans know what Alex contributed to the Blues, so I don't think there's any question. I mean, you watch him with the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, his game is real, real strong. And I think that, you know, Justin Falk, had a real significant bite of the game and played really well last year for the St. Louis Blues for stretches. Torrey Krug, you know, had his moments where he showed where he was capable. He also had some growing pains, you know, coming, into the St. Louis Blues. You know, one of the things that I think when you look at this team, and I think there's a lot of question marks on the blue line. I think that's the number one thing when you look at it. They don't have the depth that they had when they were Stanley Cup winners. And, you know, you can look at Scott Perunovic and say, okay, he can step in. But you start to look after those first three defensemen, Falk, Krug, and Parayko. I mean, Scandella's a bottom pair defenseman. Robert Bertuzzo's a bottom pair defenseman. There's not a lot of depth there in that group. And, you know, you start to look at where they had success and, you know, how they were able to push their game to become Stanley Cup champions. You know, I think Doug Armstrong, you know, the forward group is real good. I think the forward group's excellent. You know, we will probably talk a little bit about Tarasenko, so I'll leave that alone for now. But if there's an area where Doug is going to be able to evaluate his team, it's going to be on the blue line. What are the capabilities of some of the younger players who can take on a little bit more responsibility? But as we look at it now, it's not a deep blue line.
You read my mind, Craig, because we do want to talk about the Vladdy situation. Again, we're talking with former NHL executive and TSN hockey analyst Craig Button here on BK and Ferrario. So, Craig, this is a really interesting dilemma that Doug Armstrong is in. Of course, we Vladdy coming out with his displeasure with the Blues and asking to be traded. Nobody really biting on the trade request, according to reports from what Doug Armstrong is looking for. Where do you go with this scenario if you're Doug Armstrong with training camp right around the corner and Vladdy looking like he's going to start this season with the Blues?
Well, you know, Vladimir Tarasenko starting the year with the Blues, I think it's really straightforward. I mean, you're a St. Louis Blue, and if I'm Doug Armstrong, I'm sitting down with Vladimir Tarasenko and saying, hey, listen, we heard about your displeasure. And I would have to imagine that, you know, once Doug goes through it with the player and you try to understand, you know, what were contributing factors to that displeasure, then you try to say, okay, is this something we can reconcile? Is this something that we can resolve? And, you know, when Doug sits down, sometimes a player, you know, when you get frustrated and you feel that you're capable of more and you, for whatever reason, you don't feel like things are working. And sometimes the easiest thing to do is just say, okay, you know, I want to leave. And for managers at times, you know, you go, okay, you know, we talk about it all in the public. Oh, you can't have a disgruntled player. Just because you're not happy doesn't mean you're disgruntled. Doesn't mean you can't reconcile a situation. And I think when Doug goes through that evaluation and understands, okay, what can we do to make the situation better? Vladdy, what can you do to make the situation better? Because there's one thing that's very, very clear with Vladimir Tarasenko. A healthy Vladimir Tarasenko is an elite offensive player, an elite goal scorer in the National Hockey League. And I think as Doug went through that process of trying to understand where Tarasenko was at, he also said, hey, listen, you know what? This is a player that has significant value. And probably the reason he didn't get traded is because Doug Armstrong said, you know what? I'm not trading you unless I get a real reasonable and satisfactory return. So he comes back. And to me, it's real simple. You know what? You play for the St. Louis Blues, you play. And that's your obligation, and you find a way to play. Does it mean that you don't have say in how things can unfold. And there's nothing wrong with voicing your displeasure. But if you come to a point where you can resolve those issues and reconcile everything, Vladimir Tarasenko is a very gifted player. And as a healthy player, you know, there's not very many of them. There's not very many like him in the NHL. I will add one more thing to that. I also look at the addition of Pavel Buchnevich, you know, in that trade for Sammy Blais. I also look at that and try to understand, you know, what does his addition mean to the St. Louis Blues, and specifically, what does it mean for Vladimir Tarasenko? Buchnevich is a very gifted offensive player. He's very smart. And, you know, not just that ability on the ice, but also somebody that can, you know, play with a Vladimir Tarasenko, that can bring out a little bit more in Vladimir Tarasenko. You know, that can also be a real significant factor in the acquisition of Buchnevich and a rejuvenated Vladimir Tarasenko.
We're talking to Craig Button here for another couple of minutes here on 101 ESPN. Craig, I'm so glad you brought up Buchnevich. That's the guy that I wanted to ask you about. Yesterday, we talked with Mike Rupp, and he said he still thinks there's some untapped potential there with Buchnevich and what he can do with the Blues. He's 26 years old. He's already had some big-time seasons with the Rangers. What do you think about that addition and what he can potentially bring to the Blues' top six?
I really like Pavel Buchnevich, and so I agree with Mike Rupp. You know, greater opportunity to contribute. You know, in New York, it seemed that, like, you know, whenever Pavel was pushing forward, somebody wanted to put the reins on him. Whether and again, somebody, that's coaches, and I never understood it because I do think he's a very good player and a very gifted player, and I think when you look at the St. Louis Blues. And, you know, we talked about the blue line and the defense group, but this forward group, I mean, you have Braden Schenn, you have Ryan O'Reilly, David Perron had a fantastic season last year. Jordan Kyrou is emerging. Robert Thomas, who remains unsigned, you know, is a good player. And now you start to add Brandon Saad, you add Pavel Buchnevich. It takes some of the pressure. It spreads out, you know, the responsibilities and gets a little bit more of an evenness throughout your lineup, where players aren't scaled up too high in the lineup, aren't asked to do more than they're capable of. You know, if Oscar Sundquist coming back healthy, you know, Ivan Barbashev coming back healthy. I mean, to me, I look at this forward group, I really like it. I like the way they're shaped. I like the way they skate. I like their skill. I like the way they can play different roles. And I think Pavel Buchnevich is an excellent addition to the St. Louis Blues.
Craig, final one from me. Talking about the forward group, we've talked about the defensive group. If you look at this Blues team on paper as is right now, if this is the group that goes into training camp and starts the season, do you have a feeling that this team could compete for a Stanley Cup?
No. And I the reason I say that isn't because of their forward group, isn't because of the goaltending, isn't because of their top three defense. It's the defense 4-7, 4-8. And I think that, you know, to look at this team now and say they're a serious Stanley Cup contender, I can't do that. But what I can say is that when you look at, you know, the strength of the team and the core strength of this team, one of two things I think can happen to push this team into a Stanley Cup contending situation. That is the emergence of other players on the blue line to do more and to really step forward, and or Doug Armstrong understanding, okay, this is where we're at, and this is where opportunities to improve our blue line are going to come from. And I think unless the players that really haven't shown the ability to step up and be real significant contributors in the 4-5 role and, you know, the depth of it, you know, I think that there's question marks. But, you know, I think Doug Armstrong knows that as well as anybody, and I think that it gives him a chance to evaluate. And but I think it's a team that, you know, with an opportunity to add a defenseman or two at some point in time, and that might be from within. I don't see it. I think there's going to have to be outside addition, but I could be wrong. But at this point in time, unless that blue line takes a step forward and takes a step up in terms of, like I said, 4, 5, 6, 7, even the depth 8, it's not a Stanley Cup contender at this point in time.
Craig, last thing. We got about 30 seconds left here. If they added, and both of these have been rumored, at least here in St. Louis, and you know how that goes. Who knows how much truth there is to it. But if they added a Zdeno Chara or a Scott Mayfield, is that the kind of addition that you think they're missing?
No, I don't think Zdeno Chara is a guy that comes in and contributes. He's 44 years old. We know that Zdeno's a Hall of Famer. You know, last year, playing for Washington, I mean, he was a bottom pair defenseman. He really struggled and you know, really became a player that had real challenges. And when he got pushed, he wasn't able to perform at the same level. I mean, we all know what his pedigree is. We all know what his resume says. I don't see it. Scott Mayfield, real solid defenseman. Big, strong, right-shot defenseman. Can defend, can jump into the attack. And when you look at Scott Mayfield's contract, just his contract alone, alongside his abilities, I mean, that's a real valuable player. So if the opportunity to acquire Scott Mayfield came about, I'd be all over it if I was in the seat of Doug Armstrong.
Craig, you're the best. We always appreciate having you on, man. One of the best hockey minds in the country for my money. He's a hockey analyst over at TSN. You can follow him on Twitter at Craig J. Button. Thanks for the time today, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon as the hockey season gets closer.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and always my pleasure to join you.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and GEICO is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com or contact your local agent today.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.